Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Happy Friday.
Hey, you made it.
We made it. What is up, Heidi? Hey, Frank. All right, later in the show, Karrueche Tran is back, and we're dishing with her in the studio. Plus, what celebrity had her toes sewn back on by her mom?
Ooh.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But first, every celebrity couple thinks that they know the secret to a successful marriage, and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are no different.
Mm. Girl, please.
They have been rocking for a minute.
Exactly, and they're both gorgeous, right? Mm. Now, Blake and Ryan have been married for 5 years and have two kids together, and Blake says they don't let their crazy schedules get in the way of their relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So check this out. She tells people, my husband and I don't work at the same time, so we all go together as a big family. If we're away as a family, it's never more than a day. We stay together.
Oh, Lord.
That makes the most sense, actually.
Yeah.
That sounds like trust.
No, but they no have trust. Kids together, so you don't want daddy to be gone for 3 months and you don't go see daddy or the same one.
Here's
her.
The thing. Yeah. Okay, you're out there working on a movie, and then all of a sudden I get offered a job to do a movie, and it's going to overlap. I have to turn the movie down because you can't stand for me to go away.
Yes, it's called partnership.
It's called priority. You know, family is bigger than them dollars.
Yeah, but it still doesn't matter. It's 24 hours in a day and they can still do whatever they want to do individually, honey. So I don't believe all that.
But you got to look at the bigger piggy in the bank. Like, you know, Ryan Reynolds is on fire right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're throwing money at him to do these movies. So it seems like his thing should probably take precedence. And then, like, whatever Blake lands in between, it is what it is.
Yeah. Unless Blake Lively casts something where it requires a nude scene, then she gets priority.
I wouldn't want nobody as pretty as me as a spouse.
Why?
Because that's too much fighting over the mirror, honey, and who gonna get the mirror first, and it's just too much. I just couldn't have it, honey, no. He prettier than you, then, that's too much.
Yeah, I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Fighting over makeup.
Yeah.
It can't be Beauty and the Beast, though.
No.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast is a good thing.
That's right, honey.
You can be his princess and everything.
That's fine, but you gotta be able to look at his ass. You can't be like, ooh, give me a kiss, babe.
In the dark, I know it.
With the gay candelabra.
Ed Sheeran doesn't let a few broken bones get in the way of his booze. We learned about his bike accident last week.
Right.
And he's been sporting that sling on the red carpet. And we're finding out that his first stop after that bike accident was not the hospital. It was the bar.
Oh. When it happened, like, I got up and I was like, that hurt. And then cycled to the pub. And then went home, went to sleep. And then woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, like in a lot of pain.
In agony.
Yeah. And then went to Ipswich Hospital.
He is gangster. He is savage.
That ain't gangster. You fell off of a pedal bike.
listen, he got hit by a car on a pedal bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that level it up?
Yeah, that makes it better. I'm goof troop, how you fall off a pedal bike?
Well, his injuries were so serious, he had to cancel a couple tour dates because he just couldn't perform.
Wow. Oh, because he can't play guitar.
Yeah, but if he'd have taken his ass to the hospital, he could have got treated, wouldn't have had to cancel nothing.
But if you look at his ancestors from the movie Braveheart, that's what they would have did.
Really?
Catch a limb and then have a pint and grow back a little.
Yeah. He's been on the set of Game of Thrones a little too much. We have hospitals, Ed Sheeran. You can go to them.
He's a method actor.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Throughout her career, Dolly Parton has been pretty open about how she grew up in rural Appalachia in poverty. And yesterday she was on Dr. Oz, and she talked about a time when she was about 6 years old where she jumped over a fence and landed on a broken mason jar and nearly cut three of her toes off. And here's Dolly explaining how her mother treated that injury.
All my dad and my brothers, they had to hold me down. Mama, she put cornmeal. Now, you're a doctor. You might know. I think the cornmeal was to absorb the blood.
Yes.
They put kerosene on it for antiseptic. And Mama took her sewing needles. She used to make her quilts and stuff. And she literally had to sew my toes back on.
Oh,
but they work. And they healed. And I'm still walking on them.
She's still walking. That's the last time Dolly Parton has seen her toes.
Yo, her mom baked and sewed her toes back together. Like, that's insane.
That's crazy, right?
Gasoline.
Old hot foot. That's what they used to call it.
Yeah, but they said after her mama sewed her toes back on, she sewed the coat of many colors, honey. And it was made from rags, honey. I love
so that. So 9 to 5 wasn't about, like, work. It was about the amount of toes she may have had. Like, hi, right, Heidi and Frank. Something big is coming to L.A. next week, and I'm salty that I'm not there. You guys are getting a McDowell's.
McDonald's?
Wait, you mean like coming to America, McDonald's?
Exactly.
What?
Where instead of getting the Big Mac, you get the Big Mick.
Yeah.
The Golden Orcs.
I remember.
So, you know, the definitely not McDonald's restaurant from the popular movie Coming to America, where Eddie Murphy's character Prince Akeem worked at, is going to be open next Monday and Tuesday in Hollywood.
Okay.
Fast Sal's on Highland Avenue is going to be transformed into McDonald's. They're going to have the Golden Arcs and everything.
That's amazing.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. No sesame seeds.
So you're going to get the Big Mick, the sexual chocolate shake, and the Zamunda fries.
Oh. Wait, is this legal?
For 2 days it is, at least.
Right.
That's how long it takes McDonald's legal team to respond to these things.
Right.
I'll send you guys some Zamunda fries. They'll travel. Won't they all the way to Atlanta?
I hope so.
I want a sexual chocolate shake, baby.
Hello. I'm sure you do, man.
I do.
Well, beef between performers doesn't just happen in the rap world. It also can happen in the musical theater world.
Wow.
And I bet it's very dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
I'm mad at you.
I hate your ass.
He's mad at me.
Ends with a sassy slap fight.
Well, okay, so right now there is a musical theater feud that's going on between two legends, Patti LuPone and Andrew Lloyd Webber. So Patti LuPone won her first Tony for her performance in Andrew Lloyd Webber's show Evita. All right, so that was in 1979. And then the two reunited in 1993 for Patti to be in Sunset Boulevard, and that was in London. So that show did really well, but now Andrew Lloyd Webber brought that show to Broadway, but he didn't cast Patti LuPone. He decided to go with Glenn Close, which pissed off Patti LuPone, and he ended up having to pay her $1 million. For her to walk away from the show because she was contracted, I guess. So he's like, okay, I'll leave the show, but you got to pay me money. So he did, in fact, pay her $1 million. But she's still pissed at him.
How?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even have to do the show.
I wish somebody would pay me $1 million to not do something.
Hello?
But she's still been working.
So check this out. In a recent interview, Patti said, quote, Webber is a desperate human being. He really is. He created a toxic environment because he didn't get what he wanted. The firing had nothing to do with show business and everything to do with a man that is mentally unstable, and so it infected my life.
All right, baby.
She's taking this a little too deep. All he did was choose Glenn Close because she has a big name, and that's what a lot of people do to bring real money in there.
Patti LuPone is a great actress. I mean, so he should have not just say, you're going to do the show and then give it to somebody else.
That's true, she is, but if you can pay somebody $1 million to walk away, imagine how much money she was actually getting paid if she would have done
it.
Thank you. Okay?
Ooh, right. So here's the cool thing, and I think, you know, if this happened to any of us, I think this would be amazing because what she did with that $1 million is she had a brand new swimming pool put in at her home, $1 million swimming pool.
And she boiled a bunch of rabbits in it.
That she has named Andrew Lloyd Webber Memorial Pool.
Oh, wow.
How can you still be mad at this point? You're like, oh, hell, I got my money.
Is the water in the pool red, like for blood? Yeah.
It's shaped like a giant.
All right, now.
It's time for our Dish Nation fan shout out. Well, y'all, the first one goes out to AJ Perez, who wrote us and said, I'm just addicted to all you guys. I have my Dish Nation watching kit. Big blunt, I live in Colorado, soda, and any kind of chips I got there. You guys are the keep making people laugh.
Oh,
thank you. Are we funny because he's high?
That may be it. There may be something to that.
Well, now, remember a couple of weeks ago when Frank revealed that he kissed a man in acting class?
Oh, yeah.
What? You gotta bring that up again.
Yeah, they bring it up again, Frank. And this shout-out goes to Samantha Kohler, who wrote, Frank is very secure with his manhood, although extremely sexist, but he pulls it off well. He has me laughing my ass off. Poor Heidi Hamilton.
I know.
Well, thank you.
Poor Heidi.
If you're a guy, I'd kiss you.
Coming up, Miss Karrueche Tran will join us in the studio to serve us some hotness and dish.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up, y'all?
Now, earlier this week, we had the one only Karrueche Tran guest hosting, hanging out with us. And guess what?
What?
A lot of people having withdrawal. They feeling itchy and stuff. And they need some more Karrueche Tran in their veins. Feel cheated? You need a re-up? Here goes more Karrueche Tran. Karrueche.
Hey, what's up?
Now, you already got 2 Emmys for your web series, The Bay, and now you got season 2 of Claws coming soon. Now, let's talk about that real quick. What is it like working with that nut Niecy Nash?
It was great. I mean, first of all, to be alongside all these actors who have been killing the game for a very long time, and here's just little me who's been doing this for a few years, you know, that was just, it blew my mind, and it pushed me harder to make sure I was on my A game and I wasn't the weakest link.
Now, a little while ago, you was talking about before, like, you know, like the Instagram fame and everybody knowing who you were.
Mm-hmm.
You were working and you were doing things. Who was Karrueche Tran before everyone knew who she was?
I was a personal assistant to a business owner in LA, and I was also a personal assistant to a stylist. And then that's actually how I met, you know. But yeah.
You met him like Chris came through shopping or something?
On a styling gig. Yeah.
So when you were on the styling gig with person whose name we won't mention, who shoots their shot first? Like, did you try to make the move or he tried
you
to...
You know how that went down.
I really don't
know. You know how that went down.
I really don't.
He came to you and offered you some shoes or some Louboutins or something.
No, because I wouldn't. I'm not that kind of girl, okay? he was nice and sweet and the whole charming thing. It was that, you know.
I would imagine, though, like, you know, once you, like, people find out you're single, like, you know, like every notable figure, like, in hip-hop and Hollywood, like, it forms, like, the Justice League. I know your DMs have to, you probably see some notable names sliding through your DMs from time to time, right?
Yeah, you know, DMs be a little bit vibing or
whatever. So what is a common misconception about yourself?
That I'm not black.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't think I'm black. I don't know why. Maybe because I don't look black. But yeah, I am black. I've said like the N-word before and they're like, you can't say that, you're not black.
Maybe because you ain't around here like, wait, you say?
Right.
Why must you always be like that?
These mixed people identify with the black struggle enough to where...
Well, they have to identify with
pass.
It. You have a tint of looking
Hello?
Black. The police will remind you.
Yes, they will.
Now, Karrueche, we here on Dish Nation, we're forever doing, we do a bikini body watch. We always get Karrueche in her bikini.
We do.
I was just in Miami.
We do.
Oh my God.
We wonder, is it staged? Because every time the camera catches you, you're eating.
You always eating a piece of pizza.
Right. A hamburger last time. Yeah. Well, what it is, one, I love Miami. And so whenever, I always make sure I hit the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the paparazzi is. And then I kind of just do what I do. I'm not going to put on a show and be like, no, I'm going to eat my burger, eat my pizza.
Right.
I'm a foodie, okay? So I'm going to let you know.
I need to know how you are a foodie and don't gain a pound. Well, every time we see you, you are not, it's in the jeans.
The jeans. And then I work out, too. Work out and I do yoga.
I got to work yoga. Back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, yoga is the freaking best. For your mind, body, soul. Hot yoga. You sweat. It's good for your skin. I will have the most irritating day. Like, I'll just be in a funk. And I'll go do yoga, and afterwards, I'm like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, we need that around here.
And I don't know what it is, but it's just something that does something to me. And that's why I'm being so
Some
consistent
people do that
with it.
By taking crack, but I guess.
No. It's each its own, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, Karrueche Tran, you gave us a lot. And your energy is infectious.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
But the best for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming.
By the way, thanks for being here.
One time, y'all. Well, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah, what up, baby?
Welcome back.
And it's time for my favorite part of the year.
Okay. What?
Halloween.
Yes.
Movies dropping. So let's get to it. Now, with Halloween right around the corner, there's been no shortage of horror movies getting dropped in the marketplace.
True.
I mean, they've been coming OD with it. Everything from Ed and Snowman and more. And listen, this brings us the 8th installment of the Saw series. It's called Jigsaw.
Oh.
And
This follows a mysterious madman who rounds up a group of people to play sadistic games of life and death. Oh, let's take a look, shall we?
Oh, my God, I'm so ready for this. I had just watched the last one.
Y'all creepy.
Seven?
Yeah, I watch all of them.
Every time one drops, I watch them all again.
Any identification on the victim?
Puzzle piece.
But Jigsaw has been dead for 10 years.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
Ooh.
Help!
Uh-oh. Oh.
Good. We ought to all go see that together, y'all.
I'm here for it.
Yes. We're you know what I like about that trailer?
What?
It lets you know how intense and scary it's going to be to watch it, but they didn't even show you anybody dying in the trailer.
The suspense is killing us.
And in an unprecedented move, there are three black people in a horror movie. One to kill in the beginning, middle, and end.
We all threw it.
I go see that. Who am I going to scream and hold?
Well, you ain't holding on to me.
Nah.
You held on to me at that plane, and you damn near tore my skin off when we flew that plane with Ricky. No.
Yeah.
You
going to
have to cut your neck. Look at them long nails.
We can hold each other.
You're going to be scratched up. It's all right. I'll scratch his ass back.
Oh!
Ooh.
Take it or skip it.
Take it all day, all night.
P. Willie.
Not at night.
You don't want to see it at night?
In the daytime?
Oh, you can't be no chicken. Now,
matinee.
You have to watch it at
Live
night.
Alone. I'm not going to be thinking about nobody coming down my hallway on a little bike.
You don't watch no scary movie in the daylight.
In the day.
We do in the daylight, and it's $6.
Right, ticket in the day. Go ahead,
Probably with the theater lights on, too, huh?
Yeah.
You on your own. Me and Brad going.
Oh, right, cool
ticket for me, I'm totally there for it. One time for Jigsaw.
Ticket! Woo! Well, you know what you might also want a ticket? The chance to win some money, baby.
Ooh,
that's right, and we're giving lots of it away with our Name That Candy contest. Ooh. Remember, you still have two more days for the chance to win $500 or $500 worth of candy. So here are your clues for today. This candy bar was first introduced to the UK, and the U.S. didn't get its first taste until 13 years later. And clue number two, this candy bar was originally called the Raider Candy Bar. It has come in cappuccino, orange, white chocolate, and peanut butter.
I'm so torn.
Nutty Buddy.
Is that candy corn?
Well, if you think you know what it is, head on over to our app and vote now for an extra sweet treat. You can vote a second time on DishNation.com and watch Dish Nation on Monday to see if you have won.
Sweet.
All right, y'all, after the break, we'll tell you about the man who has 29 children with 24 women and is willing to give his sperm to anybody who wants it.
I want it.
Welcome back. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you find your calling in life, and college professor Ari Nagel has found his.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. He went on Maury recently and admitted that he has fathered 29 children with 24 different women and says that he will give his sperm to anybody who wants it. Gay, straight, black, white, does not matter. It's yours if you want it. Take a look.
I've given my sperm to women in public restrooms, at casinos. I even gave it in a solo cup at a cookout.
But being a sperminator comes with consequences.
Some of the women promised me that they would never sue me for child support, but they went back on their word.
But I thought when you said he's a college professor that this was all done, you know, through a sperm bank, and
right.
He's like, you know, high quality, high IQ, good-looking guy. Everybody wants it, and he's like, everybody can have it. But that's not the case. A solo cup?
A red solo cup.
That's why you gotta put your name on your cup, people. You don't be grabbing that cup on accident.
Don't grab that at a party. I don't. Turns out I don't like IPAs. Is this an IPA or a toppy?
Who's coconut water?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.